where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Sarnia police are investigating after an unknown suspect stole prescription opioids from a Divine Street apartment. On Wednesday evening, police say a man knocked on the 23-year-old woman's door, indicating there was an emergency outside, asking for help. The victim answered, and the suspect allegedly held a knife to her stomach and demanded medication. She gave him some opioids, and he fled on foot. Police say the victim was visibly shaken but not injured. Anyone with info should call Sarnia police or Crime Stoppers. We're being reminded of the importance of wearing our seatbelts as another weekend is fast approaching. The OPP say 194 seatbelt charges were laid on the Easter long weekend across the West region. Locally, provincial police also laid over 1,500 speeding charges last weekend, 40 stunt driving charges, 27 distracted, and 29 impaired driving charges. Hundreds of potential students are expected to attend Lambton College's spring open house tomorrow. Enrollment advisor Brady Chambers says faculty and staff can help guide students toward the perfect program.
We have about 70 full-time programs in all sorts of different areas. Our School of Business is home to programs like Business Administration Accounting, Business Administration General, where you can focus in different areas like marketing and human resources.
If you're interested in the field of health sciences, Chambers says the Nova Chemicals Health and Research Center is a must-see. The open house at the main campus and LaSalle Line Fire School is from 10 until 1. Stats Canada says the unemployment rate jumped to 6.1% in March as more people looked for work and job growth ground to a halt. That's up from 5.8% in February and marks the largest increase in the unemployment rate since the summer of 2022. Six low-cost rabies vaccination clinics are scheduled across Sarnia Lambton. The clinics are taking place this month and next and are open to all cats and dogs 3 months and older. You can go to lamptonhealth.on.ca for all the info. If you're planning to do yard work this weekend, you'll be able to drop off yard waste and brush at the City of Sarnia's compost site for free. The site on St. Andrew Street officially opened for the season April 2nd. Items that won't be accepted include tree trunks, soil and dirt, mulch, pine needles, ferns, and pet feces. And a mosaic mural project has been launched to mark Petrolia's 150th anniversary. Town spokesperson Larissa Ellsworth says they plan to have a 4x8 mural placed on the side of Victoria Playhouse Rehearsal Hall. Kids and youth can paint small squares for the project by visiting the ArtZ Den.
So they can just show up, actually, at the ArtZ Den. It's a business downtown Petrolia at 4207 Petrolia Line. And they go Saturdays, starting this Saturday, April 6th. Through the 7th of September, between 1 and 4.
You can go to sarnianewstoday.ca for more info. Cloudy tonight, chance of showers or flurries, low reaching 1 degree. A mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, high 8, mainly sunny Sunday, high 10, and on Eclipse Day Monday, a mix of sun and cloud, a 40% chance of showers, high 14 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.